This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Did you miss me? I certainly miss you guys. And, you know, we were trying to coordinate how could we broadcast, and just difficult to do. By the way, Brett stepped in, did a couple days for us while I was out. And I appreciate that. What a talented kid. And I'm glad we're able to do some things together. Brett's a good producer. These guys, they look at me with the puppy eyes like, oh, yeah, I'm saying some good things about you, so just be happy. But no, Brett's a good producer, and we're doing some really clever things together, so I'm glad to be able to talk to you guys about that. I am back from Paris, and, it was funny, I was in D.C. before I went to Paris. I was at an immigration event, and ran into Michelle Malkin, who's now part of CCTV. If you haven't seen those guys, you can check it out. And we chit-chatted a bit and got our selfies and the whole thing. It was funny because Michelle, I've already got pictures with Michelle, but she was like, no, I got to get a picture with you, Kevin, which I found kind of interesting. And she's as cute as can be. Her son's a really good singer, in case you guys aren't aware of this, and she's headed to the Philippines for him to do something, but I think he's 13 now. He's a good singer. I think hopefully this kid is the next Bruno Mars. But he can sing. Going to be an entertainer. So anyway, I was there before I went to Paris. And I flew to Paris to go to this Iranian resistance event, which was spectacular. And we've got some things posted for you guys to check out about that. I call them the Tea Party movement of the Europe of Iran. But they're based in Europe. And they have offices in D.C. as well. But what a spectacular event. And the lady who, and I swear, I apologize, I don't know her name, Rajavi, I believe is the way they pronounce it, but she's truly inspirational in the sense of what they're trying to accomplish. And I was thinking about the Iranian resistance because in 1988, there were 30,000 of them killed indiscriminately once the regime took over, the Khomeinis took over, and they just mowed them down, 30,000 people. And that is stuck into the minds of these people who just want their country back. And just to meet these folks, and there's a funny, kind of a funny story. So I did a hit when I was on Outnumbered. I gave a shout out to them and said, yeah, I'm going to be at the event. It's in Paris, blah, blah, blah. And they gave me a nickname. And now we're going to get the nickname and I'm going to get a T-shirt made up for it. But I now have a nickname in Iran with the Iranian resistance, and I was told that the Ayatollahs now do not like me. They are mad at me. So be it. Bring it. What do you want me to say? But the Ayatollahs are mad at me because I stuck up for the Iran. Who could not want to defend people that just want to go home and be able to voice their opinions? I mean, let me tell you, America's dangerously close to some of these insane ideas of Europe. For example, in France you can't say anything bad against Islam or you can go to jail. Is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? Oh man. And like I told you guys, it's okay to visit France. I did not have an amazing visit this time because I don't feel like France is the same France. I do understand if somebody took me there and I had unlimited money and I was gallivanting around Paris probably with some security, then maybe I would have felt more comfortable. But just going and seeing some of these things, it was like, who cares? Yeah, I went on a photo safari for my little boy. That was really it. So he could understand Paris a little bit and then where the places I was. And of course, I was with his French brother, Flo. And his fiance. So we were just kind of hanging out. And I know that he wanted to see us all going into different places. So I went to the Notre Dame and Arc de Triomphe and the Louvre, etc. But it was kind of like, okay, been there, done that, because I have been there, done that. Anyway, lots going on in the news. There was a lot. I'm just telling you, to the things that are happening across the pond mimicked what's happening in America. The only difference is, you know, you just have, it was all being translated from French to English. They don't like Donald Trump. They don't like the American way of life. They envy it. I guess the best way for me to put it is they envy what we've built. They don't know how to build it. And they're trying so hard, they're experimenting in the wrong places. Yeah. Oh, well, what else was in the news? Lots of stuff. John Oliver, you guys know who he is. He's a Brit, little supposed comedian. He has a show on HBO. Last Week Tonight, I think is the name of it. And anyway, the coal company Murray Energy sued HBO and John Oliver for what it called false and malicious broadcast. This happened a couple weeks ago. They won financial damages and a court order barring rebroadcast of the segment's defamatory statements. And Oliver is... What's funny to me about these stupid Brits is they come to America and they want to tell us how to live. Britain is under siege. It won't even exist in the form that it exists, that it is. I mean, in 10 years, you won't recognize it. And they want to come here and go, you Americans don't know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, man, I met this young British girl. Her name was Rachel. And she was so cool and so politically savvy that I've got to have her on the show. I'm going to have her on the show. I promise you guys will love her. But anyway, he got sued. He ribbed Murray Energy CEO Robert Murray, who blames regulatory efforts by the Obama administration for damaging the coal industry. And John Oliver said the 77-year-old looked like a geriatric Dr. Evil and noted that the company had fought against coal safety regulations. And it just flatly wasn't true. So they sued him. And I hope they sue, and I hope HBO has to pay $1 trillion, and John Oliver's put out of business. These guys think they can say anything, do anything. They're reckless in their pursuit against us. Anyway, the only reason I bring that up is because I want us to go after these folks. What do I want to talk about this hour? I want to talk about the all-out war that Rob Reiner says we're having, but I want to develop a little bit more about the women's movement and what's going on, because I believe that we're on the cusp of something with the Iranian the Iranian resistance, and I want to develop that a little bit more. It's going to be a little jumpy this segment, but you'll get the meaning here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths on a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You still training? Welcome, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You still training? I'm talking to you. You're looking at your radio like, who's he talking to? Is he talking to his producers? No, I'm talking to you. Are you still training? Kevin, training for what? Training for life. Training for the fight. Training for the war. You are in a war. My question is, are you still training? Yeah, welcome, everybody. KJRadio.com, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. I've got a couple of callers that love to, you know, Kevin, this Puerto Rican lady that lives in New York, she calls me, says, Kevin, I love your show. I appreciate that. I have another lady, she's Native American, she's Indian, like myself, and she calls all the time. Love speaking to you. And then somebody, a couple people have asked me to call them back. I'm too busy, seriously. I wish I could, but we're swamped. And why are we swamped? Because there is a war, and we're fighting this war together. And I want you to understand, every day you wake up, you're in the midst of a war. Rob Reiner, you remember him? Meathead from All in the Family. If you're, over 50 years old, you certainly know that show. Rob Reiner, married to Gloria. Edith Bunker. And he was became a movie maker, and he's a really good movie maker. He's been the most vapid leftist, I think, one of the biggest ones in Hollywood. It made me I just don't like him. And it's funny, he was playing this character, he was playing the very character that he represented in this Norman Lear sitcom known as Archie Bunker. And who knew? It wasn't acting. And of course, he hates Donald Trump, as do most of these liberals. And you know what's funny about this, folks, is there's no reason to. It's to me, if you're going to be upset with somebody, if you're going to find a reason to use to have the emotion of anger, make it legit. I never hated Barack Obama. I wasn't even angry at him. I was disappointed. I was frustrated. But he weren't going to get that rise out of me. But for the left, these people see it as war. I don't know if you've noticed. They don't like you. They didn't like you when you were losers. And they dadgum skippy don't like you when you're winners. So less than 2 weeks after Representative Steve Scalise gets shot, seriously shot and wounded, by a left-wing gunman during a baseball practice, Reiner went on an attack last Sunday, and he says when Fox says that Donald Trump's colluding with the enemy is not a crime, the fight to save democracy is now an all-out war. U.S. stay strong. And he added treason as a hashtag. Now, look, folks, I don't know how you figure out logic, but we all know at this point there's nothing to the Russian story. But here's what it tells you. It tells you that repeated, you know, and just being inside of their cocoon of ignorance and hearing the same message over and over and over and over, that's what happens on the left. Remember I told you guys I was coming back from New York and I was with this lady and she says, I can't stand Donald Trump and I can't wait for the day that he's impeached. And I said, why do you hate Trump? She says, because of the Russians. And I was like, there's nothing there. And she, what do you mean? I go, there's nothing to that story. Nothing. It's fabricated, made up, and she walked away. Doesn't want to hear it. Those people exist, folks. You are at war with those people, whether you know it or not. And Rob Reiner is telling you, those are his words, we're now in an all-out war, not a war, an all-out war. That means all or nothing. To shoot somebody, no big deal. And let me tell you something. There are people that you could not sit and have a discussion with on the left near cutlery. They will cut you. They will stick a fork in you. That's how vehemently they oppose you. They oppose Donald Trump. They hate you for electing Trump. I told you guys I wore that Trump hat the other day. All weekend, I wore my Trump hat. I want people to understand we exist and we are not going away, and dare them. I dare you to come up to me and say something about my Trump hat. They said it wasn't the first time that Rob Reiner has used language against Trump. He called him a moron. He said the United States is now fighting the last big major battle since the Civil War. Then, Reiner later claimed that the Russian involvement in the election was, quote, the greatest attack on the democracy since 1941. This is a guy who watched an attack on democracy unfold right before his very eyes with Hillary Clinton, and he doesn't say a word. He watches Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the media collude against Bernie Sanders, a complicit rube. Bernie wanted it. He wanted them to come along and do. I don't know whether the fight was fixed early on and Bernie wouldn't go down till the 12th round, but he extended the fight for far too long, and it played out where you can never trust the Democrats. You'd be a fool to trust the Democrats based on what you saw. And Rob Reiner says nothing. Most of these Democrats say nothing, but let me tell you something, folks. Fear not. So many of these Democrats got it. They watched it, particularly the Bernie ilk. They're furious, and they're more furious when they watch. Let me tell you, when they watch people like Reiner go out and try to sell the concept of democracy and leftism and progressivism, and they saw what happened. They saw how viciously cruel and ruthless the other side would be if it didn't, if the deal was done. You are not supposed to do anything to upset it, and they watched it play out, and they're mad. They see Rob Reiner talk about this as the greatest attack. Donald Trump, who's done more in 4.5 months than Barack Obama in 8 years, he's done more than Barack Obama could have done in 100 years, positively. And they're mad. He told MSNBC's Morning Joe months prior to the election that Trump's campaign success was partly due to, quote, a lot of people who are racist. See, that they want to believe these things about you. And that's why it's so important that we make liars out of them. I deal with you folks every single day. And I'm not talking about bumping into each other here and there. I know how great you are. I'm talking about I deal with you in situations where you are the warriors of the world. You get these kids adopted. You work with these inner city at-risk kids and stuff. I've seen you in action. And I will not let Rob Reiner try to stereotype you because of his views. Rob Reiner tells you about his lazy, fat self. He doesn't want to do anything. That it's all talk is what I'm getting at. It's all talk. What's he done to help? Rob Reiner comes in to chime in. Quite frankly, I think they're career builders. All out war. But people fought back at him. They got mad at him. Maybe we'll read a few tweets.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
She was like really into like women's issues. So we used to always have these dumb arguments. So one time she came up to me, she goes, "Okay, explain this to me, Bill. Why does a guy make more an hour to do the exact same job, huh?" I go, "I'll tell you why. Because in the unlikely event that we're both on a Titanic and it starts to sink, for some reason you get to leave with the kids and I have to stay." Surcharge. That if some stuff happens, either I can't leave or I gotta like get in the way of it to give you a head start, like grab a dog, run honey, one Mississippi, sippy. You hear a bump in the night, I gotta go check it out, like yes, he does have a knife. Anytime there's a hostage situation, who do they negotiate for first? Well, at least let the women and children go. Well, what about me? Hurt me too. Why the f*** do I gotta stay in the box? No, that's my point, man. Where are all the feminists in those situations? You know what I mean? You can't find them. There are no feminists in a house fire. That's a guarantee. You can take the most hardcore feminist, some chick right in your face, like you show up and take them a bitch, those short little haircut, the whole nine yards, right? Flames break out. She's going to twist those little hairs into pigtails. No, I'm just a girl. I want to go play jump rope. And leave you standing in a burning house like you're not flammable. You know, but I'm not a dick, though. I'm not saying I think a woman should make $1 less an hour to do the same job. All I'm saying is if you're going to make what I make when the boat sinks, you better be standing right next to me, listening to that guy play the cello. Then you get the corner office. You get all the benefits or whatever.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. That was Bill Burr. Bill Burr is one of the most real comics on the planet. The dude just breaks it down. And he talks about the stuff that's controversial. I mean, that's what comedy is supposed to do, right? It's supposed to deal with the taboos. I mean, to me, if you're not doing that, you're not being true to yourself. That's what we try to do on this show. I mean, mixed in with a little bit of humor. But don't make me go, if I got to read you, man, I will read you. It's just the truth. I will read you. And here's the thing, like I tell everybody, I don't mind a brisk discussion about these topics. But if you think I'm going to back down because it's politically correct,
or Kevin, that doesn't look good. That doesn't seem like it's just, well, you should do that on radio.
I will spank you publicly. It's like saying with my kids. You know, I don't.
If we wait till you get home.
No, sir. How are you going to stop a kid from acting up in public? By spanking them when they get home? No, you spank their butt right there. I've told my sons many times, you jack up with me, I will spank you in front of your entire class. You know how many times you have to do that? Zero. Because the threat of it, they get it. They get it. If you're a decisive person, they understand. And y'all are like, Kevin, you're talking about beating your kids. I am. I beat them into being great men. That's what I beat them into. Three grown men who are doing amazing. And it isn't because I spared the rod. It's because they knew when Dad said something, he flat out meant it. And absolutely did. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Because I only raised boys, males. I had sons, and they were all boys. Turned out to all be boys. Yeah. Woo! It was close. No, I'm kidding. They all were all boys the whole time. But I want to talk about feminism, and that's the reason why I played the Bill Burr clip, because feminists didn't plan on this outcome. They couldn't have. They could not have possibly understood what I'm about to talk about. At least, because here's the thing about leftism. It never takes itself to its logical conclusion. See, feminism was supposed to empower women. Burr's talking about, oh, I got to go check the bump in the night. I got to be the last one off of the Titanic as it's sinking. Well, that was in the old days. In the new days, nope, not anymore. Because women were supposed to be empowered. But instead, feminism showcases what happens to women when men become women. Now, are you confused? See, it should come as no surprise to you that transgendered men do really well in women's sports. It's tough not to laugh at this because it's so stupid. Here's what a guy would say. Guys would say, I would love it if more women transferred into becoming men and then try to join the NFL. Because you want to talk about, I could play in the NFL if that happened. These former men were mediocre men, athletically speaking. Well, probably otherwise, because they wouldn't want to be women. And then when they become women, they become dominators. I mean, they are just beast. Now, as a general rule, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know here, audience, men are physically stronger than women. Only the most hardcore feminist is going to disagree with that.
Kevin, there may be a woman out in the jungles of freaking Amazon, and they're stronger than a guy. Really?
Where are they? Show me. Were we talking hyenas? Or are we talking humans? Anyway, records bear that out. I mean, I can go into it, but this was a study done. The top female athletes can only perform at 90% of their male counterparts. So any sport that requires speed or strength that pits the sexes against one another is going to be dominated by men. Look at the record books. So just to say that, if you were to say that in the presence of these so-called feminists, then, oh, you're just a misogynist. You hate women. No, that's just a fact. You witch. What are you talking about? You can't even state facts. And these people, we live in a time, folks, when boys will be boys, but sometimes boys will be girls. And although it works both ways, you can bet the farm that a transgendered woman will not beat a male-born champion at anything athletic, said Kevin, using absolutes. Have you ever heard of, a lady transformed to be a dude, and then she outran Usain Bolt or any other sprinter. She got into the ring and knocked out Muhammad Ali or whatever. The answer is no. It will not happen. Bang, bang, boom. There you go. But transgendered men transferring into women's sports? Ooh, it gets ugly. So I'll give you an example. I'll give you a few examples. Transgendered male athlete from New Zealand named Laurel Hubbard set records in this year's International Women's Weightlifting Competition. Of course, she did, because she was a man competing against women in a contest of strength. How is this even a contest? And you know what's funny about these women? They go, well, I'm not taking my estrogen therapy yet.
You know, I'm still in the process of becoming a woman, so I get to continue with my big, you know, testosterone, you know, because, man, that's what we're born with. And what of the transgendered male athlete that dominated a Connecticut girls track team? And I love this story. Female students at a Connecticut high school are welcoming a boy who identifies as a woman onto their track team for the first time. Andrea Yearwood, a freshman boy who, quote, identifies as a girl, recently joined Cromwell High's female track team. Yearwood's teammates have no problem with a boy on their team. One teammate called Yearwood brave for his decision to identify as a girl. And Yearwood's coach, and here's the part I really like, said his presence on the team was just like having any other girl, except this one runs very fast. This one runs very fast. Another trans athlete in Texas faced criticism for competing on a girls' wrestling team. Mac Beggs, a girl undergoing testosterone treatment to become a boy, competed against girls for an entire season, won the state championship wrestling title in the girls' division in February. You want another case? We talked about this girl, Fallon Fox. And here's how the Libertarian Republic described it. Critics are scrutinizing mixed martial arts competitor Fallon Fox after the transgender fighter gave her opponent a concussion and broke her eye socket. Fox defeated her opponent by TKO in the first round. The eye injury is a damaged the orbital bone that required 7 staples. In the post-fight interview, Brents, who lost the fight, said, "I've never felt so overpowered in my life. I fought a lot of women. Have never felt strength I felt in that fighter that I did that night. I can't answer whether it's because she was born a male or not, because I'm not a doctor, but I can only say I've never felt so overpowered in my life." Now, here's what's interesting. In their zest for laissez-faire, feminists in the LGB community have done an absolute gross disservice to women. Now, look, I don't care about these people choosing their way of life. I don't. I'm just saying, if I'm a woman, I want to compete against women. It was meant to empower women to feel good about being women. What they've done is the death spiral. I said the record books for women are going to be filled with nothing but transgendered men. But hey, ladies, you can still have kids. Consolation prize.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, this is my comment. I heard what Brzezinski or whatever her dumb name is and her future husband. Really? I mean, he's talking about President Trump's hands again. Just so you'll know, Scarborough, it's not how big your hands are, it's what you can do with them. Number one. Number two, if you wear big shoes and you got little feet, that don't mean nothing. Jeez. Put a little grit. You want to dish it, but you don't want to take it. If you can't take the heat in the kitchen, get out, man.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, this whole Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough thing. What a joke. God, that was so overblown. When I was in overseas, it was like, I guess that story, it's probably old news to you guys. So, and I apologize. I'm playing catch up. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm playing catch up. But I saw this story break of the they started talking smack about Donald Trump. And what's funny is we had a clip of the Mika Brzezinski kissing Trump, you know, like just all, you know, like hugging on him, and he's, oh, Mr. President, and just being very magnanimous. And it, like I said, it's funny to watch these leftists who adored Donald Trump as the, when he was on Celebrity Apprentice and all that other stuff. And suddenly, nothing can be discussed about the man. They just show they're abhorrent to him. It just cracks me up to watch can you trust him? I mean, just honestly, would you want to have a friend like that? A leftist friend who you just can't count on. That's the, okay. I know I'm fishing around here because I'm looking for the right things to say. And I'm still jet, like my mind is still foggy. For those of you who are out there going, who's a, yeah, I thought y'all told me to listen to his show and he's all good. He's supposed to be so good. Well, I'm foggy. I'm still tired. But I'm just saying, would you want a friend like a leftist? Or would, take your, a friend like me. I'm going to use me as an example. You call me as your buddy. And we're boys. I mean, yeah, like, we know each other. We are friends. We've loaned each other money, spent time at each other's homes, you know, the kids' vacation, you know, interchangeably. We trust each other implicitly. Are you kidding me? You can't have a better friend than Kevin Jackson. How do you listen to the radio stuff we do? You cannot have a better friend than Kevin Jackson. That's what I'm saying. Now, well, you can have a friend with more money, but outside of that, I tell you what, will your friend with more money give his life for you? That's the real question. A lot of guys can write checks. So, anyway. All these brouhahas with the media. By the way, I get it. I'm glad Donald Trump is cracking down on these fools. But you would think the media would finally go, how about we start reporting the things that people care about? Look, I get it. We're in a news cycle, where 24/7 and everybody wants to kind of one-up the other guy. But you know what? There are people out there who want to hear what's really going on in the news. They don't want to hear about Chris Christie's big butt on the beach. And what was that about? I'm telling you guys, y'all need to let me know. 844-551-8255. I'm literally playing catch up. So here's what I did while I was in France. Because, yeah, I mean, I did a lot of stuff, but here's what I did. I watched only French TV. How often do you get a chance to, you know, when you speak a language, to go, all right, let's put it to the test? And I will be honest with you, it was a long time before my ear was able to get back in tune with what was going on. I was, okay, what did they just say? Whoa, hold on a minute. And I don't know if you speak another language. I know. Does your family speak Hebrew? What is it? Is it Hebrew? Anyway, here's the thing. If you speak a language and you're out of practice, then what happens is they'll say a word. You're listening to catch anything. You know, like it'll be je vais or ça va dire or whatever. And when you hear a phrase you're familiar with, you're comfortable. But as soon as you don't know a word, you know, like, you know, you're like, oh. And so then your mind fixates on that word for a little bit. And by that time, the rest of it's going along. And you're out of context. You've lost it. And I'm telling you, it took me a day and a half to get back into context with the flow of the French language. So here's my point. I wasn't keeping up with the news to the degree that I needed to be, because I was listening only to French. Did they have English news? Yes, they had British news. I didn't want to watch BBC. I wanted to watch French news and understand it. So you guys know more than I do right now. Feel good about that. And I'm just playing catch up, but some of these things that they were talking about over there, you know, Donald Trump body slamming CNN and Chris Christie on the beach looking like a whale or whatever, I was like, I couldn't get the context of it. So help me out. Understand what the big deal was. All I can tell you is it was a bash Trump fest in the media, but not by the people. The people respect Donald Trump in Paris. I'm just telling you the handful that I met with. And what was funny, and I'll talk a little bit about this Iranian resistance thing because I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the women behind it. The Iranians absolutely love Donald Trump. They were so happy that Hillary Clinton wasn't elected. And what's ironic is a woman runs their organization, right? And she's a Muslim woman, and they want to get a meeting between her and Trump. And I said, you talk about a spectacular thing to do is to get a Muslim woman a seat at the table with President Trump. You couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, talk about taking the monkey off of your back. He meets with a woman, he meets with a Muslim woman, and he supports a movement that says, let's put the government back into the hands of the people. Holy cow, that's the trifecta. But anyway, they wanted to make me and you and many other people believe that Donald Trump's a pariah and he's hated over there, and it's not the case. They couldn't stand Hillary Clinton. Everybody, every person that I talked to in the Iranian resistance said Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were the worst people in the history of government for the Iranians. And they were so glad the regime change happened, because there's no way that they would even be, there's no way they could even be talking about overturning the Iranian government. And to the point, what they're saying about that is, it's a theocracy over there. And the theocracy is not allowing free speech and free thought and things like this. Oh man, what eye-opening. And the sad part about all of that is when you travel like that, you can't, as many experiences as I had, you can't celebrate them the way you want to. I couldn't capture them in a way that I could get you guys to understand everything that was going on. There's just no way to capture it. And it's too bad, because I'm telling you, it was... So the way they put it in perspective, they said, Kevin, this event is larger than both the Republican and the Democrats' conventions combined. Media from all over the world. Fascinating. And so many parallels in so many ways to everything that we did to get Donald Trump elected. I'm just telling you guys, we overthrew a government. There was a coup in America in 2016. And you are the reason that it happened. There was a coup. And Donald Trump took over a rogue government. Think of him as one of these generals in Africa that took over some stuff. You know what? I wanted to talk about Africa a little bit. I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. We don't have enough time today. But so quick, just to give you a quick understanding of why I want to talk about it. So an acquaintance of mine is married to a woman who looks just like, they were in Rwanda, and she looks just like a Tutsi woman who's very popular in Rwanda, but who's despised by the Houthis. And he said, Kevin, when my wife and I were in Rwanda, people were looking at her. If looks could kill, she'd be dead many times over. And he was explaining that she looked identical to a Tutsi woman who led sort of a revolution there. And the Houthis did not like her at all. And he said, babe, you got to speak so they understand you're not African. So she spoke, and then but they looked at her with skepticism. So I want to put this tribal African stuff into context here soon. Got to leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.